Yeah? Let's hurry it up in here. Breakfast in 5 minutes.
Well, I gotta get dressed. Mom, when you took your test for your driver's license, did the guy ride with you?
Jeff, you've asked me that at least 5 times. The test was different when I got my license. As far as I know, a man does ride with you.
Yeah, well, Smitty says sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Well, you'll find out when you get there. Right now, let's have a test to see if you can be at the breakfast table with the rest of us,
Mom, is Dad home yet?
No, he's still at the hospital. Honey, don't stand there. Get dressed.
I'm dressing. When will he be home?
As soon as he gets out of surgery. Get a move on. Mary?
Mother, the most terrible thing happened. The heel broke on my right pump.
Oh, well, never mind now. We'll look at it after breakfast.
Oh, can Daddy fix it?
I'm sure he can. Don't worry about it.
All right, Mother. But what if he can't?
Honey, he's been fixing your heels ever since you've been wearing them.
Of all the days for this to come loose, on my graduation day. I just can't believe it. My last day in high school. It just hasn't been 4 years. You know, Mother, it seems like yesterday that I was just a freshman.
Honey, it's too early in the morning to be emotional about your graduation. You have the whole day ahead of you.
0 hours, 2 o'clock. That's when I go down and take my driving test. Dad will be here to go down with me, will he, Mom?
I don't know how he can forget it. You've done everything but tattoo the time and the date on his forehead.
Can you blame me? Jesus, most important day in my whole life.
Mother, what happens if Daddy doesn't get home, if he gets stuck at the hospital?
Honey, the ceremony begins at 8 o'clock tonight. That gives your father 12 hours in which to get home, fix your heel, and do the 20 other things I'm sure you'll have lined up for him.
Now, don't you go monopolizing the day either, Mary. I got him reserved from 1:30 till 3.
Well, way to talk about your father, as if he were a lane in a bowling alley.
Well, you practically have to, Mother. You never know when he's coming in or going out. Why did he have to be a pediatrician?
Yeah. You know, it'd be different if he were a brain surgeon or something important. A doctor and kids.
You don't think that's important?
Well, we didn't say it wasn't important, Mother. Just sometimes it seems kind of trivial.
Yeah. Some kid sprains his big toe or something. Off Dad goes, 5 o'clock in the morning for the hospital. Hi. Sometimes a sneeze is more important than his own family.
Cases like this make me wish I never followed surgery.
I wouldn't have taken the child to anyone else.
How do you rate her chances, Dick? 50-50 at best. Next 4 hours will tell the story. Her mother and father are outside in the waiting room. Well, I'm glad I don't have to tell them.
I wish I didn't.
Oh, you do it so well, Alex. You have the picture of the doctor. Intelligent, capable, mature. You know, you convey what every doctor would like to convey. The perfect father image.
Dr. Foster. Dr. Foster, 218.
How is she, Doctor?
She came through the surgery very well. She's a strong child.
Is she going to be all right?
She's resting comfortably. There's no pain. If everything goes well in the next few hours, there's a good chance that she'll come through just fine.
Well, Dr. Stone, we're very grateful to you.
Doctor, we were sure that everything would be all right as long as you were with her.
Thank you, Mrs. Boardman.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hey, Dad, I want to talk to you. Don't go away.
Wasn't planning to.
I'll be right down. Hey, Dad's home. I got him first.
Jeannie, I didn't even recognize your voice. You sound just like Walter Brennan. Oh, you can't catch a cold today. I mean, we'll give the valedictory address. What you need is a good doctor. Yes, that was a small plug. My father just walked in. Well, do something with your throat. Gargle or something.
Boy, am I glad you're home, Dad.
Oh, am I glad to be home.
Well, that sounds fine, Jeannie. We'll all meet at Karen's house at 7:30. Okay, call you later. Bye-bye.
Now, Dad, I got a lot of things I want to talk to you about, especially about my going out for my driving test this afternoon. You remember, don't
Daddy,
you?
Daddy, I hope you haven't made any plans for the rest of today.
No plans. Jeff seems to have a few ideas.
Yeah.
But Daddy, this is my graduation day. Now, there's nothing more important than that.
Now, look, Mary, I've been waiting 16 years to get my driver's license.
You can do that any time, Jeff. Daddy, I broke one of the heels on my white slippers. Do you think you could fix it?
Oh, leave him alone, will you? Take it down to the shoe shop. Or walk on the stage lopsided. You get a lot of laughs. Dad, I have the sample questions to the test, and I thought maybe you'd like to run over them with me.
Daddy, does he have to do this? I mean, I have real problems.
Well, you think I haven't? I know three guys that flunked this test.
Oh, Alex, I didn't know you were home.
Hi, darling.
Did you have breakfast?
No, but I...
Goodness, you look tired.
Just a little groggy.
Let me fix you some breakfast.
No, don't bother, darling. I'm not hungry.
Well, Dad, you feel all right for this afternoon, don't you?
Sure. Just give me a chance to catch my breath.
Oh, good. Then we'll go over this.
Yeah, we'll go over it until you know it by heart.
Good. Daddy, what about me? I mean, I think I deserve a little consideration. This is my big day.
Your big day? It's my big day.
Both of your big days can wait until your father catches his
breath. Oh,
come on.
Mom, this stuff is important.
I've been waiting for Daddy to come home all day. Mom,
go on. Well, now.
A lot of excitement around here.
Yes, your stock is pretty high around here today.
And yours?
Worthless. I'm just a seamstress. I've taken in the waist of Mary's graduation dress 3 times. Once more, and she'll have to give up breathing entirely. How'd it go at the hospital?
You know, routine.
You assisted Dr. Morley, didn't you, on the little Boardman girl?
Now, let's not talk about that, darling. It's a big day for the kids. What'll I do first, help Jeff or fix Mary's shoe?
Alex, what is it you'd like to tell me that you haven't told me?
Let's not talk shop, okay?
Okay.
We were sure that nothing would go wrong as long as you were there with her.
Daddy?
Just getting ready to put the heel on.
You had such a faraway look.
Did I? Mm-hmm. Well, I was just thinking about how beautiful you're going to be on that stage tonight. You excited?
Oh, I just don't know how I feel, Daddy. I mean, here I am at a turning point in my whole life. It's as if I were counting the hours toward some terrifying crisis. You don't understand that, do you?
Oh, yes, I understand.
You know, that's what I love about you, Daddy. You never laugh at me or tell me I'm silly because I have feelings.
I do my best.
The wonderful thing about you is you're so like a father.
In a mellow mood today.
You're never worried. You never go around frowning or grumbling. You always seem to be so sure and confident. Hmm. You're kind of like an anchor we can always rely on.
Well, thank you, honey.
Oh, Daddy, could I have $10? Oh, Daddy, now, I promise, I wasn't building up to that. It just occurred to me. As a matter of fact, $5 would be fine. You see, Anne, Janice, Millicent, and I want to buy a gift for our drama teacher, Mrs. Cronin.
Well, I think I can manage $5.
Oh. Thank you. My shoe?
Go. Oh, I'll take care of it.
Fifty-fifty at best. The next 4 hours will tell the story. This is Dr. Stone. May I speak to Dr. Morley, please? Dick? It's Alex. How's the Boardman girl? Still under. Any indications? Nothing yet. Well, so we'll just have to sweat it out. Me worried? I'm the father image, remember?
Dad! Hey, Dad!
Dick, call me if there's any change.
Dad, you up there?
Right.
No, I'm down here, Jeff.
Oh, gee, I've been looking all over for you. Dad, I think I've got this written test figured out. So let's go practice in the car, huh?
Well, Jeff, I'd rather not get too far from the house right now.
Gee, why not? You're not doing anything.
Well, I'm expecting a phone call. It's rather important.
There's nothing wrong, is there?
No, no. Well, why don't we go out and practice in the driveway, hmm?
Okay.
Jeff, couldn't I help you practice driving?
Oh, no, Mom. I mean, it's better if Dad helps me, right, Dad?
Right.
Why are you looking at Dad like that?
It's nothing.
Well, back to your stitching.
Okay, now, Dad, you're the driving instructor. You see if I do everything right, okay?
Okay. The first thing you do is pull out from the curb.
Right. Now, I check behind to see if there are any cars coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I signal, and I pull out.
Very good.
All right, we're going.
Now, try a left turn at the next corner.
All right. Signal for a lane change to the left.
After you make sure there's no one close behind you.
Oh, I did. Then I get over in the left-hand lane, slow down, give a signal for a left-hand turn, and around we go. Mm-hmm. There. Now what?
Now, try a right turn.
Okay. Check behind, see if there are any cars coming. And I move over the right-hand lane, signal for right-hand turn, and around we go. Okay so far?
100%. Now, there's a school bus stopping ahead. What do you do?
Well, I slow down and stop, then I wait till all the kids are clear and the bus has started moving again. Okay, we're going again. Now what?
There's a marked crosswalk ahead. A lady just stepped out from the curb. What do you do?
I signal and stop. Okay, we're moving again. I hear an ambulance coming. Ambulance coming. Aren't you going to ask me what I do?
What do you do?
Well, I slow down, move to the curb, and stop. Then I wait till it goes by. Is that all right?
Very good, Jeff. You're doing fine.
Okay, we're rolling again. Boy, you know, Dad, if I could have you with me on the test, it'd be a cinch. I mean, you're always so calm. You never get rattled. Whenever you're with me, I feel like everything's under control. You know what? Oh, Mom will get it.
Might be for me.
Dad, wait! We're going 40 miles an hour.
Hello, Dr. Stone. It's for Mary. Mary, it's for you.
I'll take it here in the living room. Hello. Yes, this is Mary Stone. Oh, hello, Mrs. Wellesley. Yes, I talked to Jeannie Parker a little while ago, and she had a terrible cold. Is there anything wrong? Me? Oh, no, no, I couldn't. I mean, not on such short notice.
Alex, something's troubling you. What happened at the hospital this morning?
Oh, it's nothing anybody can do anything about, darling. It shouldn't concern you.
But it does concern me if you're worried, and you are worried.
Oh.
Mother and Daddy, you won't believe this. I mean, it couldn't happen to anyone else but me. It's the most fantastically disastrous development you could possibly imagine. Do you know what happened?
You got a run on your stocking.
Oh, Daddy, this is real. I mean, it's now. I'm in the most terrible spot any human being could be in.
Honey, spare your father the details for right now.
Oh, it's all right, dear. Let's hear it.
Jeannie has laryngitis, and Mrs. Wellesley wants me to give the valedictory address at the graduation tonight. Tonight!
I'll be right there, Jeff.
Dad, hurry up! Oh, hi, Lori.
I was just passing by. I thought that was you in the car.
Well, come on, get in.
Okay. Let's go.
Oh, boy, would I like to. It's not going to be long, though. Just a couple more hours. 2 o'clock, Dad and I go down and get my license.
Oh, aren't you thrilled?
Oh, boy, am I.
When you have your license, we won't always have to ride with someone else.
Or have our folks drive us. I tell you, I can hardly wait.
Jan?
Hmm?
What about tonight?
Tonight? Hey, yeah. Tonight I'll be a licensed driver. The dance after the graduation, I can drive you to the dance. Well, Dad'll let me have the car. I'll pick you up about 7:30.
What's the matter?
Still have to take that test.
I can't do it. I simply can't do it. I cannot learn a whole valedictory speech before tonight. Oh, Daddy, don't leave me. What am I going to do?
Well, Mary, I really don't think they're going to ask you to learn that whole speech by tonight.
Oh, there's no other way, Daddy. I mean, how can they expect a person to step in at the last minute and do in a matter of hours what Jeannie's been practicing for weeks? Oh, it's so easy for Mrs. Wellesley to say, "You can do it, Mary. We have so much confidence in you." Well, that's just great. I'm the one who has to stand up there in front of all of those people. Oh, no wonder Mrs. Wellesley isn't worried. I wouldn't be worried either if all I had to do was stand in the wings and watch somebody else suffer. Daddy?
Well, what I suggest, sweetie, is that, you just tell them that you can't learn it by tonight and tell them you'll read it.
But, Daddy,
Dad!
Jeffrey, you're interrupting.
Well, I got a problem.
You have a problem. I'd like to talk to Dr. Morley, please. Yes, thank you. Hello, Dick. This is Donna. How are you? Well, Dick, I know that Alex was in surgery with you this morning. Yes, well, he hasn't told me anything about it, but... Well, he seems terribly worried. A driving test. It's so inconsequential.
Oh, it may be inconsequential to you, Featherhead, but it's a matter of life or death to me. You know, I promised Lori that I'd drive her to the dance tonight. Now, what if something happens? What if I don't pass my test?
Now, wouldn't that just be the end of the world? Do you realize that I have to stand up in front of the whole graduation audience and make a 20-minute speech that I haven't even seen yet?
Yeah, well, I have to drive a car all by myself with no mistakes.
Daddy, what if they won't let me read it?
Well...
Mary, Jeff.
What's going on?
What's wrong, Mother?
Sit down.
You know, ever since your father came home this morning, you two have been at him constantly with your little problems. Little?
Mom?
I said little. Do you know that your father left the house this morning for the hospital at 5:30? He was in surgery with Dr. Morley for 2 hours. And when he came home exhausted, do you know what he brought with him? A real problem. A human life. The little Boardman girl is... lying in the hospital right now. Maybe she'll make it and maybe she won't. Her mother and father have been sitting in the waiting room since dawn this morning. Waiting. Dr. Morley is waiting. And your father is waiting. Now, can you imagine what it is to take... a child's life in your hands and then have to stand by and wait for the answer? Your father didn't come home looking for a shoulder to cry on. He didn't put his burdens onto us. He carried it all alone.
Well, why, Mother?
Why didn't he tell us?
You know why he didn't tell us.
Jeff?
I want you to think about this while you're studying for your driving test. Mary, I want you to think about it while you're learning your valedictory address.
This is Dr. Stone. Yes, Dick. Indications good. Pulse and respiration normal. No complications. Thank God. Goodbye, Dick. There was Dick Morley at the hospital. Everything's fine. What was that for?
You know what for.
And in full realization of our responsibilities, looking ahead to the realization of our goals... Looking ahead to the realization of our goals, we... Jeff, will you hurry? We're going to be late.
Well, I'm sorry. I couldn't find my tie.
Oh, you'd lose your head if it weren't attached.
Well, it was in your room. What was it doing in there?
If it was in my room, Jeff, you put it there. I don't make a habit of wearing your ties. Well, let me help you.
Come on, let's go. Your mother and I are waiting.
It is the beginning of a new era of accomplishment and a time of dedication to the law. Oh, I got it. Thank you, Daddy. It is the beginning of a new era of accomplishment and a time of... You mean he's going to die?
Why not? It's legal, and he's been practicing for 10 years.
I've waited a long time for this. How about this, Dad?
How does it feel to be riding back there?
Go on, turn around. I say, old man, would you mind turning up the rearview mirror?
Sorry, sir, but the rearview mirror must be properly adjusted and visually operative at all times. Motor Vehicle Code, Section 341, Article C, Paragraph 1.
Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.